From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thai authorities have started to evacuate an area around a cave in northern Thailand where a dozen boys and their soccer coach have been trapped so that a rescue operation can take place. Police ordered anyone, including journalists, not involved with the rescue effort to leave the area around the mouth of the cave. They did not say if the operation to remove the boys had begun. The announcement came as dark monsoon rain clouds loomed over the mountainous north of the country early Sunday. That heightened risks at the cave, where the rescuers were still waging a war with water and time to save 12 trapped boys and their coach. The boys between ages 11 and 16 went missing with the 25-year-old coach after soccer practice on June 23rd when they set out to explore the Tham Luang cave complex in a forest park near the border with Myanmar. Rescuers in Thailand prepared to lift a sunken tourist boat on Sunday, saying that 15 people are still missing after the craft capsized off the coast of Phuket Island, killing at least 41 people. Divers described heartbreaking scenes from the wreck of bodies of children found in the arms of their mothers Saturday. Dan Ibelsizer is one of the recovery drivers.
I don't know. It's never comfortable seeing bodies being brought up, but they did look like mannequins, just motionless. And I saw the bodies as we were coming up, while we were going down. They were passing some of the bodies up. They still had life jackets on.
The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew, and a tour guide, when it capsized after being hit by 5-meter waves Thursday off Thailand's southern coast. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Japan's Foreign Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on Sunday. Pompeo did not comment when he was asked for his response to the North Korean Foreign Ministry statement that said his visit to Pyongyang had been regrettable. Pyongyang accused Washington of making gangster-like demands to pressure the country into abandoning its nuclear weapons program. Pompeo had characterized his talks with North Korean officials as positive, with progress being made toward denuclearization of North Korea.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo did not meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but left with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War. More than 15 people were killed and two dozen others wounded in two assaults Saturday on the compound of Somalia's Interior and Security Ministries in Mogadishu. The first attack began when gunmen set off huge explosions outside the main gate of the Interior Ministry building before three militants stormed it. Witnesses said security forces launched a counter-terror operation and engaged in an hour-long battle with the militants before ending the siege and killing the armed attackers. A second blast occurred at a police building opposite the Interior Ministry compound. 5 people were killed there. A former district commissioner in the Lower Chebelle region was killed in a third car bomb attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. At least 49 people were killed and more than 47 others were missing Saturday in southwestern Japan because of mudslides triggered by torrential rains. Japan's public broadcaster NHK also reported more than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. As heavy downpours pounded western and central Japan, the Japan Meteorological Agency issued warnings of historic rains, landslides, and rising rivers for parts of the main island of Honshu. Santa Barbara County officials declared a local emergency early Saturday as a fast-moving wildfire driven by strong winds and high temperatures tore through homes and forced 3,200 residents to evacuate. The holiday fire broke out on Friday night before charring dried vegetation in the foothills south of the Los Padres National Forest. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.